أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم برب المشارق والمغارب إنا لقادرون على أن نبدل خيرا منهم وما نحن بمسبقين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala had sent the truth, the Quran Sharif, down, and with the greatest of men, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the greatest akhlaq, character, and also the most gravest concern for mankind, that man must get hidayah. But instead of accepting it, they went on mocking, making a mockery out of deen, and fooling Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, trying to fool him in different ways. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala here says that Allah has the power, that if these people do not want to accept, Allah can change them for another nation. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِرَبِّ الْمَشَارِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. So میں قسم کھاتا ہوں مشرقوں اور مغربوں کے مالک کی. And I take an oath by the sustainer of the east and the west. Both of these are in the plural. That is, the points of rising of the sun in the east. Every day the sun rises at its specific time on that date what it is supposed to rise, but at a different point. And this moves during summer and winter to all a different point, and then it returns back again. And it sets also at a different point. The sun does not set at the same point at every day, but every day it sets at a different point. In other words, by taking this qasam, Allah Ta'ala is showing that He has the full power to change nations also, when He can change the rising and the setting of the sun at different points. In the same way, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala can also change nations, conditions of nations, as He wishes to. Inna laqadiruna ala an nubaddila khayran minhum. Tahqeeq hum kar sakte hai ke badal kar le aaye unse behtar. And we have the full power, as we have the power of making the sun rise and set at different points every day. In the same way, we have the power to change these people with another nation. And we find that Allah Ta'ala did that. And this is also a system of Allah Ta'ala. When a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala is not appreciated, Allah Ta'ala takes it away and gives it to somebody who will appreciate it. So the greatest ni'mat Allah had sent was Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Allah revealed the Quran Sharif to him. What great, the greatest favors of Allah upon mankind. But the people of Makkah, by and large, did not appreciate this ni'mat. There were a few people, of course, who did accept Islam and who sacrificed everything for Islam. But by and large, the Quraysh of Makkah, the people of Makkah, did not appreciate this ni'mat. So Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam away from them and sent him to Medina Sharif. And there the Ansar of Medina, who appreciated everything and what sacrifices they made. So Allah took that ni'mat of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam away and gave him to the people of Medina Sharif, and they appreciated and they supported Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah made Medina Sharif the headquarters and the capital of Islam, the capital of the universe. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ اور ہمارے قابو سے نکل نہ جائیں گے. And nobody can overpower us. The people of Makkah, even though Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went away, but they were still in the full control of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala showed this, that when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and conquered Makkah Sharif, and in the annals of history, there was no other conqueror like this or a conquest like this, because not one drop of blood was shed. Everyone was given amnesty. Everyone was given a safety and security wherever he was. And that whole night, there was only ibadat carrying on around the Kaaba Sharif. Usually, when an army conquers a place, the worst of things take place in that place. All the evil that takes place. But yeah, there was only ibadat that whole night. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is our power. فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوذُ. So chhore de unko ke baate banaye. Now leave this people of dunya who don't want to accept the truth and don't want to follow the truth. Let them engage in their idle pursuits and idle talks. This is what people carry on. This one is like that, that one is like that. And all this dunya's talks, things that have nothing to us. We will be talking of the politics of India, politics of America. Really, what does it have to do with us? We will discuss soccer, we will be discussing cricket. We will be selecting the cricket team and the soccer team. All these things we will get. Allah say, leave them. Let them carry on with all these things of theirs, of the dunya's things. Wayal abu, or khela kare, and leave them in their play. Today, play has become a major thing in the world. The Olympics, etc., World Cup, etc., has become a major thing. Allah says, these people want to engage in that, leave them. Let them carry on with all these things. In all the idle talk, in all the play of this dunya, hatta yulaqu yawmahum alladhi yu'adun. Yahan tak ke mil jave apne us din se jiska unse vaada hai. Until finally they will meet that day which is promised to them. The day of Qiyamah will come, then they will know all this, what is this idle talk of theirs, and all the sports of theirs, and all the things that they are engaging, then they will see face to face what they are facing on that day. And as we have read various places, and still in other places also, that what the condition of the day of Qiyamah will be. Yeah, Allah explains one other aspect of the day of Qiyamah. يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا. Jis din nikal parenge qabro se daurte hue. The day when automatically they will come out of their qabars, going running. They will be pulled and they will go running where they have to go running. Just like we see, if we have to have an overview, especially of the Haram of Makkah, and then when the people come out from various places for namaz times, from all directions, we see they are just being drawn to the Haram. Then when the Adhan goes, you just see people walking from this direction, that direction, that direction. All are going to the Haram, like that to the Maidan-e-Hashar. People will just be drawn and they will be just going there. And in which way will they be going? كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ نُصْرُمِ يُوْفِدُونَ. Jaysay kisi nishani par daurte jate hai. Like they are running towards a certain sign, like people who are racing. And they are racing to the weaning post. How they run to that weaning post, people will be just running to Maidan-e-Hashar. Like a magnet will be drawing them, and they will be just going, and they will have to face the consequences of whatever their actions were in this world. And the condition of the non-believers will be khashi'atan absaruhum. Jhuki hongi unki aankhe. Their eyes will be cast down because of the fear of that day. And now they see what we have done and how we wasted our time. A person in other places, it comes, well, like we say, I could have kicked myself. I would have, we bite our fingers sometimes what happened. Person will eat his hand till his wrist, until his elbow, that what sorrow he will be, what a great loss I am suffering today. Yeah, in this world, people who suffer small losses, they go into a depression, they become mad, they commit suicide. On the day of Qiyamah, when a person will see the open great loss of his, he will be in that condition. هُمْ تَرْهُقُهُمْ ذِلَّ خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّ. جَرْهِ آتِ هُوگِ اُن پر ذِلَّ. And that people will be such that they will be covered with all humiliation. Like when we cover something, we put a cloth over it, they will be covered with humiliation in that way. So they will be in great fear, and great humiliation will take them over. So Allah has warned us of all this, so that we could prepare for that day accordingly, and not just waste our time in our tomfoolery, in all the pursuits of this dunya, and we cast aside the day of Akhirat and the life of Akhirat, and we think this is the end all and be all. We are warned against this to prepare for that day. And this brings us to the end of Surah Ma'arij. May Allah accept, inshallah. Subhanallah.